Paul Wexler from the Raider Beat joins us. Paul, how you doing?
Hey, guys. How are you?
I'm doing well. You know, the Raiders, you know, they've really been the poster child for dysfunction really since 2002. So many new coaches have come in there, from Callahan to Turner to Shell, Kiffin, Cable, Jackson, Allen, you know, and now Jack Del Rio's in. Maybe he can stem the tide. Do you get a sense that the Raiders are finally going to be patient and try to build some continuity in their organization?
That's a tall order. That's a tall order, guys. I think they want to be patient. They'd like Jack to be the guy, but you could say that about almost everyone that's stepped in. Now, there's a big difference here. A lot of those guys you just ripped through had almost no experience. I think they were trying to catch magic in the box a second time. They took a young guy, Gruden, and, you know, he turned out to be a wonder kid. And they've been trying to find the same thing ever since, a young guy who's going to be the next great thing. And it hasn't worked out very well for them. This time they went and got somebody who has experience, who's got respect, who's got he's been around the block, you know, took his licks, and he's ready to come back and turn a franchise around or attempt to do it. So he knows what's going on. He knows how to put players in the right position, how to let them succeed. He knows who to bring in and how to teach. So there's a different sense in the atmosphere this time.
Paul, can the Raiders win with Derek Carr as their starting quarterback?
That's the question. Guys, Carr is a great guy. He's an excellent leader. He has a good arm. But the question is, can they win with him? And it hasn't been answered. It wasn't answered last year. The best thing that Derek did last year was not fall over. He wasn't Jamarcus. He didn't fail spectacularly. So, but he didn't answer the question, can he move him down the field? He didn't answer the question, can he throw a touchdown? And part of that was they didn't put the guys around him that they had to. And Olsen didn't let him throw the ball. They were afraid of ruining him. And so we don't know. We don't know. Everyone has the feeling that he can be, but it hasn't been answered. They want him to be. So we're going to find out this year. They've given him the tools. The guys are there that can catch the ball. They've got a line in front of them that can block, and they've got a running back. So if he doesn't do it this year, then they're going to need to go out and find a guy that can. But all the signs are good.
You mentioned the guys catching the ball. They added Michael Crabtree. They also drafted Amari Cooper in the first round of last year's draft. Paul, what are some reasonable expectations for Cooper coming out of Alabama?
You know what? Cooper is special. There's no doubt in anybody's mind. If you watch him, if you see him in camp, he's different than the regular rookie. This kid's all business, and he's got every tool imaginable. But you do have to be reasonable with your expectations with a rookie. I would say, you know, if you're going to put me up against the wall, I'm going to say he's going to be 60 to 70 catches, and I think he's going to have 6 or 7 touchdowns, which I think is a lot for a rookie. I think he's going to start. I think they're going to, you know, even with the deference to the veterans ahead of him, I think he's going to be the starter from day one. And I think as time goes on, he's going to be an unquestioned number one type receiver, which the Raiders haven't had since Randy Moss back in the day.
Paul Wexler joins us talking Oakland Raiders. So you have Cooper as one of the top receivers, and then I'm assuming Michael Crabtree is the other?
Yeah, it does look like it's going to be Crabtree. In fact, right now, Crabtree is really the number one. Crabtree and Carr have a great relationship going on. And here's the thing with Crabtree. Crabtree is all about, you know, Crabtree, and he didn't get the contract that he wanted in the offseason. Crab wanted to get paid as a one. Crab wanted a big long-term contract, and it didn't happen for him. So he went out and took a one-year deal, which was really a show-me deal, and he's going to be extra motivated every single time he straps it on. And so he is playing like that with all that extra motivation, and he looks really good.
Looking at other positions for this team, the offensive line. Now they signed Rodney Hudson from Kansas City. Is he good enough to really kind of be the anchor of the offensive line?
you know, Hudson's really good. Hudson is amazing in pass blocking. The question is, you know, is he that? Is he so much better than the guy that he replaced? Is he so much better than Wisniewski that it's going to make a drastic difference on the line? And I don't know how to answer that, to be honest with you. You know, Wisniewski was a solid center, and I'm just not sure how to answer the question there. You know, with Hudson and with Gabe Jackson, and even, you know, Donald Penn is solid. They've got three guys on that line that you can just pencil in and say, hey, you've got these three guys are way better than average, and we've got the makings of a very solid offensive line. They have questions on the right side. You know, they're not horrible questions, but they're just not as solid as they are on the left side.
Fair enough. Running back position, Latavius Murray, I'm assuming anyway, is clearly the number one guy in Oakland. You know, there's a lot of people projecting, you know, big season for him, maybe a big season if you're a fantasy football guy. How good does he look? And if he's the obvious number one, who's number two?
You know, they've got the unofficial chart came out today with Richardson as number two. I'm going to be surprised if Richardson ends up as number two. I think Helu Jr. will be the number two, and I think you may get the surprise of Michael Dyer if he comes back healthy. He was turning heads before he kind of got a slight injury and hasn't been able to practice. I think those two guys are going to come in and pick up behind Murray. I think Richardson's just doesn't really have it, and I don't think he makes good decisions when he has choices of holes, and I don't think he's going to be the guy.
Really not fast enough either, right? That seems, you know, I don't know if he can get more than 3 yards consistently.
You know, he's quicker. He's lost weight. He looks great, but his decision-making's always been questionable. And I think I think people, you know, fans don't, that's kind of a different level that fans don't always look at. They're looking at, hey, is he quick? Has he got burst? Has he got those things? He's lost weight and his burst is better, but he's still got to pick the right hole to follow. He's got to pick the right blocker to follow. Those are the things he doesn't always do as well as some of the other guys who are more instinctual and they make better choices. So I think, and the other thing is when you take a guy like Roy Helu Jr., he's got great hands. He does a lot for a quarterback like Carr, who's, you know, you want him to be able to check down every now and then. I don't think people realize Helu Jr. in one game had 14 catches once for the Redskins. So he's a guy who can help in other ways, and that's a guy you want to have on the field, and Musgrave's going to use someone like that.
What about the tight end spot?
That's going to be an interesting one because – now, Musgrave has came in. He's our new offensive coordinator. He likes to run a two tight end set, so you're going to see a lot of different guys. They are in love with Wolford. Again, he's been injured and has not made it back on the practice field. They're expecting him to come back tomorrow. They have the day off today. They're hoping he comes back tomorrow. Michael Rivera has been fantastic in practice again, and they brought in Lee Smith. Lee Smith, this guy's really a fifth lineman. So the combination of those three guys, you're going to see them on the field a lot, playing a lot of different things. They're going to be playing basically the fullback position. You're going to see them playing the basic tight end position, and you're also going to see them spread out wide. So you're going to see them all over the field. But you're going to see a lot of two tight end sets out of the Raiders this year. Expect to see Wolford by middle of the season breaking out and being the number one target as a tight end for the Raiders. The other interesting thing here is if you guys remember fullback Marcel Reese, I don't think you're going to see a lot of fullback from the Raiders this year. Reese has lost a ton of weight, and you're going to see him used as an H-back and maybe slide in with the tight ends.
If the Raiders are 100% healthy, Paul, how many wins could you realistically see them winning in 2015?
100% healthy, I'm going to guess I would see them getting in a 7-win season. And it's more because they've got tough competition and they need one more year in the system. They've got to get a little better in the secondary before they make that next leap. But I would say a 7-win season would be realistic.
Yeah, you looked at, you know, they got Baltimore and Cincy the first few weeks of the season. Kind of strange, you know, early on until they – it's not until week five until they see a division opponent.
That's true. That's true. And the big thing for the Raiders, you got to remember, is they've done okay, I mean, for them. I mean, remember, it's been some tough years. But they've managed, when they've played well at home. It's getting, when they travel, when they go east, they have not been able to win on the East Coast since 2009 against Pittsburgh.
Wow.
Well, yeah, people don't realize that. So they've got to, whatever mental block it is, they've got to be able to start traveling and winning on the road. And that's a big hump for them. If they could win three games on the road, all of a sudden it would be a different world for them.
And their Eastern road games this year, Cleveland, you've got Pittsburgh, Detroit, Tennessee. So those would be the challenges for them.
And there's a couple winnable ones in there. Again, if the team is healthy and if they're able to maintain a solid running game to lean on.
Who do you like to win the division?
I'm going to go with the Broncos. You know, Kansas City might be able to give them a fight. The Broncos are going to have trouble with their offensive line this year. And that could lead to some injury problems for Peyton, and that would change the whole thing if Osweiler has to come in. But a healthy Peyton Manning is still too much for the rest of this division right now.
And, Paul, one quick one completely off the board with the Raiders. Steve Smith announced his retirement today with the Panthers. Do you think he's a Hall of Famer?
Ooh. That's a good one. Not on the first ballot. He is, boy, I don't know if he's a Hall of Famer. That's a tough one. I'm not sure he's a Hall of Famer. He's excellent, but I'm not sure he rises to that level.
Fair point, man. Paul, we appreciate it. Enjoy the season.
All right, guys. Look forward to it. Enjoyed being with you.
You betcha.